you for calling the customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
A while back, I paid shipping and handling for a little offer on a little vacuum cleaner, and I've never received it.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
42285.
And what's your first and last name, ma'am?
Annette Collins.
And that was 42285?
Correct.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. Can you spell your first and last name?
Annette Collins. Spell it. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the first name is Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, and the last name is Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
109 Ray Ashley Road, Sweden, Kentucky, 42285.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm not locating an account for you in our system. Have you been billed anything? Do you have any charges that you don't recognize on your card?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Can you provide the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged?
You mean give you my card number again?
The 4 digits and the first 6 digits, ma'am. Not the full car number.
6011 00 That's the first six.
Uh-huh.
And the last four are 4349.
Okay, ma'am, we're not finding an account for you on the system. You may have the wrong customer service line. You have to call back with your financial institution to get the correct number to call regarding those charges.
You mean call my card company?
Yes, ma'am, to get the correct number.
The correct number of what?
For the customer service. This is the wrong customer service line, ma'am. We don't have you in our system.
Well, I wrote it down from that offer that was on there. I wrote down your the phone number to call in case there was a problem.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Was it a scam probably?
Well, no, ma'am. It's not a scam. We're just a third-party call center that provides customer service for different companies and products. So you might have the wrong customer service line. So you have to get back with your financial institution to get the correct customer service number, ma'am.
How would they give it to me? How would they know?
Because they'll see who charged you the charge, and there should be a number by the charge, ma'am.
Okay, it was for Dyson. Do I tell them it was for Dyson?
You could tell them that you took a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, ma'am.
That it was what?
You took a survey for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you know about the offer?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's not in your system? I mean, how far do y'all go back?
Okay, you may have the wrong customer service line. There are multiple companies that do the survey for the Dyson, ma'am. So you've been charged in someone's system. You're just not in ours. This is the wrong customer service line.
Oh, okay. All right,
yes,
I'll try that.
Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.